Here's a fact for you. The season for the second largest decorating holiday of the year is Halloween. According to the National Retail Federation in Washington, Americans will buy $6.8 billion of Halloween stuff, and not just for their homes. Brian Unger examines the proliferation of Halloween decor in the workplace and probes what could be one of the biggest corporate scandals of our time. Sounds spooky, Brian.
Well, Alex, corporate America will spend a big chunk of that $6.8 billion on crap that will clutter copy rooms to cafeterias. Thousands of dollars in fake spider webs, cardboard tombstones, and scarecrows that scream at you when you walk by, then stare back at you as your boss tells you he just doesn't have the money to give you a raise or send you to Vegas for that leadership conference. So, scarecrow or raise, what'll it be?
Oh, Brian, come on. What's wrong with a little Halloween cheer in the office?
Who's paying for this All Hallows Eve cheer, Alex? All of it comes out of companies' bottom lines as accountants fraudulently write Halloween decorations down as capital costs, cutting into shareholder profits and depriving workers of benefits and premium toilet paper.
Uh-oh.
Will we always have to use the cheap stuff?
Halloween hurts, you're saying.
Well, Halloween can kill, Alex, like its fellow asbestos and lead paint. The holiday forces workers to gorge on candy corn and slice open their fingers carving pumpkins, putting a huge burden on already overcrowded emergency rooms.
This is starting to sound so insidious, but who doesn't like a little Halloween candy?
Well, $2 billion is spent each year on a little Halloween candy, Alex. Candy makes us fat, Alex. Candy rots our teeth, Alex. What's the first thing to get cut from a worker's benefits package?
Dental.
Yeah, dental. It's like one big Jerry Springer show. All those missing teeth and added pounds add up to one fat burden on our healthcare system. That drives up costs for everyone.
Okay, so profits down, healthcare costs up. What else?
Productivity down. Used to be smoking that cut into a worker's productivity. Now it's time spent chewing candy and dressing up in costume. Because when you're chewing candy, you can't talk on the phone.
No.
And dress up day? If you add up all the time in a single day America spends laughing at Mr. Funny in his mullet wig, Mr. GDP is going to take a hit.
Hmm. You're saying the economy really cannot afford Halloween?
Well, Halloween isn't hurting just the for-profit sector, but also nonprofits like NPR.
Well,
let me ask you, Alex, while I've got you here, do you have any Halloween decorations in the studios?
Well, Rob, our associate producer, Rob Sachs, Rob, do we have any Halloween decorations in the office?
I think I saw a pumpkin out in the front and some candy corn.
Okay, Rob, let me stop you right there. Who paid for all this?
I think actually Patrick, the engineer.
Mm-hmm. I think. I'm hearing I think. Are you positive?
Well, he might have gotten...
Rob, let me ask you this. Does John D. and Catherine T. know about this pumpkin and candy? Rob, is that candy in your mouth?
Brian, listen, what are we going to do about all this harmful Halloween decor?
Alex, federal regulation might help. More likely, states should step in before workers start suing employers for damages from being overweight, stressed out, and denied promotions for dressing like a moron.
Ooh, who knew?
Yeah, workers' comp payments could go through the roof, and I expect there will be court challenges to getting rid of Halloween decorations in the workplace. And if it takes as long to rid Halloween decor from the office as it did the Ten Commandments from the Alabama State House, we could be in big trouble.
A high cost of Halloween. Why are we just hearing about this now, Brian?
Because when your mouth is stuffed with candy, Alex, no one can hear you scream.
Thank you, Brian Unger.
You're welcome.